Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And I don't know where to start. I'm exasperated. I have no idea where to start today, so we're going to just start with, have we lost our minds? Is this country going to pot here? I mean, I know we've legalized pot in a couple of states, but are we going to the crapper here? You know, I got to tell you something. Now, I've said for a long time that I believe that there's a good probability that we would see another revolution in this country at some point. And I didn't think it would be today or tomorrow, but it looks like it's getting closer. I mean, you know, I don't know where to start. You can start with Barbara Boxer and Harry Reid, two jackasses. Okay, Nancy Pelosi. And again, I'm not picking on the Democrats here; they just happen to be Democrats. Okay, but are you kidding me? Now they want to redo the Electoral College so that I can have California, Chicago, New York, and San Francisco pick my president every year. I mean, you know, I'm not interested in giving the Democrats the upper hand. They've already got the upper hand because they love to give away the entitlements. But are we going to continue to say now we don't want to have the Electoral College because Hillary didn't win, but she won the popular vote? This isn't the first time this has happened. Okay, look, the biggest states, where did all the electoral votes fall? She still got the biggest states. Okay, but yet we want to have them control who wins the president, okay, so that we can continue to give away more stuff and go more to the left, okay? So why don't we just, everybody, instead of the Fed printing $4 trillion, why don't we just give everybody a couple million and, hey, it's over. We don't have to worry about it. This has become a farce as far as I'm concerned. I don't get where the hell these people think they are, okay, or they want to rewrite the Constitution. They want to rewrite the laws because they lost. Okay, you know, an election and things like that are a competition. You lost. Live with it and deal with it and quit crying. It's embarrassing already to watch these idiots blast their minds on TV talking about how we should redo everything, and they're still blasting Donald Trump for doing things that he's doing. The papers are still slaughtering him on, you know, what he does. Now, I don't know about you, but whether you voted for him or not, okay, you would think that living in this country, you might want to give the guy a shot and pull for him to succeed instead of pulling for failure. You might want to say, you know what, maybe he can do a good job. I mean, are we going to be totally blind to the world and totally blind to everything that he's trying to do? Are we not in a deep enough hole yet? I mean, when you look at what's going on in this country, okay, you've wiped out the middle class, you've wiped out the jobs, you've got people making a lot less money, and we're coming a two-class system instead of a three. Okay, now again, if you're happy with that, then God bless. But me, the middle class is always the driver of any economy. But because the Democrats and this group of Democrats, they're not all like this, but this group of Democrats, they like this is all free stuff. Remember Nancy Pelosi with the Obamacare? Affordable. You know, I like to afford her out. Okay. And they talk about what a great job she has done. And of course, you know, look, not everybody is perfect and not everybody does a good job. And I don't care what side of the aisle you sit on, but the political landscape in this country has become laughable because no matter what side you sit on, you can find many, many flaws on either. But here's the deal. Okay. You've now got a new president-elect, Donald Trump. Now, the wise thing to do would be to support him, okay? And if he does something wrong, then you can call him out all you want. And you know what? You get to vote him out in 4 years if you're not happy, okay? But in the meantime, to waste all this time and all this energy on things so dumb is trying to get their electoral vote changed, trying to get... I think they're trying to turn the election over. I think they're trying to get the final vote to throw him out before it gets in, okay? We've already had the talks of impeachment for some of the things he's done in the past. And I got to tell you something, okay? Now, I voted for Donald Trump, and I'm proud to say it. I don't care. I think he's going to do a good job. I think he's a businessman. That's always been my mantra in my entire life, but on this show especially, is that I don't care who wins. I want the country to run like a business, okay? I'm tired of giving away my hard-earned money through inflation, through taxes, and watching the big banks piss it in the toilet, okay? So for me, I wanted Trump because I think he's going to run like a business. He's got nobody holding on to him saying, hey, you got to do it this way because I gave you money, okay? He didn't take money. So I want to see if he can do the job. Now, if he does do the job, I would vote him out. And just like if Hillary Clinton would have won, I would have supported her. Okay, I wouldn't have been happy, but I would have supported her because at the end of the day, what do we really care about in this country? Okay, we care about the country, I hope. Okay, but all of you that don't care about the country, why don't you get the hell out? Okay, if you don't care about the country, then go. Then don't stay here because this is America. This is the land of opportunity. And if you don't want to take the opportunity, then I wish you would leave because we don't need you here, okay? Because this is not the America that I grew up knowing, okay? This is not the country that I remembered, okay, as a kid growing up and even as an adult. What I see now is one party within its own party, the Republicans, acted like a bunch of two-year-olds before the election, and now they're kissing up, sucking up to Donald Trump, and the other party acts like a bunch of assholes after. Now, are you telling me this is what we want in this country? I mean, we got to wake up, America, because we're only destructing ourselves. This is not hurting anybody but the United States of America. So if you think that this is the best way to be, God bless you, but I wish you'd get out. Because the protesting, which we're going to talk about later, and everything else that's going on is just criminal. Because you got to give a chance. Because maybe he'll do a good job. Maybe he might just surprise you and be the best president ever, okay? But you don't care about that. You care about getting your way. And to me, that's an act of treason almost. I mean, you know, we are so far apart right now with what's going on, and I quite frankly don't get it, okay? That's why we have a voting system. That's why we don't have a dictator. That's why there's not somebody appointed to be your president. The people voted. He won the electoral votes easily. He lost the popular vote. But again, that would be skewed because of the three biggest populations are automatically Democratic. Okay, I'd like to start out automatically in the lead by 150 electoral votes or, you know, 50 million votes, whatever the number is. I mean, this is ridiculous. Okay. Now, at the end of the day, I hope that you wake up and decide to support the country. Okay. And if you don't like Donald Trump, then you vote him out next time. Okay. You don't like your senators, you vote him out. That's how you make change. Okay. But you got to give the system a chance to work. That's why we do the way we do them. All right. I'm going to go step out and take some blood pressure medicine. I'm wound up here. I'll tell you, I don't know what to tell you. But anyways, when you miss me, if you miss me, go to libertytalk.fm. You can download the show every day. You can also download the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And in the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. You know, stop by Bubba Trading because you get a lot of good stuff there too. We'll be right back after the break. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm coming right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Bubba's Bitch Hour. Well, not an hour because we're going to go visit with RFD Radio, Rural Rally Radio in a little bit. But, all right. I mean, so, America, wake up. That's what I want to say. Now, illegal aliens. big topic, and anybody who's been in business has used them, okay? And at the end of the day, okay, what do we have here? We have mayors that are going to create sanctuary cities, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles. Now, I think there's a total of 20 right now. Now, are you telling me that you would rather be in a sanctuary city versus getting rid of felons, murderers, criminals that are illegal? You know, the girl that was killed in San Francisco, the guy had 7 felonies. I don't know what the hell he wasn't doing in jail. Had been deported 5 times. Okay. Are you telling me that that's the kind of place you want? I mean, I can't imagine that we would want to live in a sanctuary city. I don't want them in Chicago. That's where I live. I want the felons the hell out, and whether they're illegal or not. If they're not illegal, they should belong in jail. If they're illegal, get out of my country. This is why we need stronger borders. If you continue to allow them to stay in, and you have assholes like Mayor Emanuel from Chicago, I mean, you know, that they continue to do these things, what good does it do? Then you have no borders. Then you have no reason. There's no reason for someone to leave. And if they get deported, no reason for them not to come back. Okay, we need to have stronger borders. We need to have a way to track these people. But you're going to have the biggest cities not offering sanctuary to criminals? Where does it come from? Where is this in life a good situation? You got to tell me if you know. Again, like I said, I'm not always right. I just have an opinion, okay? But I'm curious. If you have an opinion, I'd like to hear it. But I'm sick and tired of, you know, people, you know, illegal aliens that are criminals. Look, we've all been involved with illegals, and there's nothing wrong with them. I mean, listen, I don't blame them for coming here. Why wouldn't they want to come here? Of course, if they watch what's going on now, who the hell would want to be here? But at the end of the day, most of them are good people like anybody else. And I don't have a problem with it. But I think that those that are not good people, those that are criminals, those that are drug runners, those that are killers, what the hell do we want them in this country for? Can you tell me, can anybody explain to me why I would want a criminal running around the streets of my country, okay, that could put me or my family at risk? I mean, how would you feel if it was your daughter that was killed by an illegal alien, okay, in San Francisco that had 5 felonies or 7 felonies and been deported 5 times? How would you feel about that? Would it make you feel good? I don't think so. These mayors don't care. Listen, this is like the rest of the political system. They care about the votes. They don't give anything else. They don't want to lose the Hispanic vote, so they're making sure that they keep them in. But I guarantee you, if you polled any of the illegals that were good people, and you said, "Hey, we're going to get rid of all the criminals here," I bet you they'd be cheering as well, and they'd vote for you just because you had the balls to step up and say, "Hey, I'm getting rid of them. I'm not going to be like the rest of these jackasses." Okay, but you know, Mayor Emanuel, he's a piece of garbage, anyways. He's not going to do anything. I mean, he's as bad as it gets. Okay, and has no clue, and continues to work up the environment about the Wall Street and about everything else. I mean, look, this guy's a bad guy. Okay, and that's the end of the day. But for the rest of these mayors to want to run sanctuary cities that actually take jobs away from our people. Now, they don't take good jobs away, but they certainly take away good part-time jobs for high school students, for college students, for people that are learning the workforce, for people who want to make a few extra bucks. They do take those jobs away. Okay, but we want to hold them in because we're going to have a sanctuary city. You got to be kidding me. This ties in what we talked about in the first segment, that these guys are out of their mind at what they think they're doing. And I hope the federal government, excuse me, takes away all of their funding. Okay. And again, I live in Chicago, so it has a direct effect on me, and I don't want them to be funded because it's ridiculous that people would even think like that to create a sanctuary city in my city, in any city, that would put the rest of my citizens at risk. To me, that's like promoting gang violence, okay? I mean, is Chicago not already the most violent city in the country? Okay. Well, we had a few more murders. Maybe we can set a record in Guinness. Okay. Some more killings. Okay. We don't have enough. Maybe we could be the sanctuary city for all of them here. But de Blasio in New York, you're a jackass as well. And I forget the name in California. But you got to be kidding me. These guys are out of their flipping mind that believe that they're doing something worthwhile, because all they're doing is creating more danger for the people around them. And if you think anything different, again, I urge you can email me at bub@bubbittrading. You can come right on air with me and speak your opinion. If you're against me, I don't care. I don't have a problem with anybody's opinion. You know, that's the beautiful thing about living in America. Okay, I have the right to voice my opinion, and just like you have the right to debate it. But I'm sick and tired of the crap that goes on and the way that we let things happen. I just am fed up, okay? I'm not only fed up with the Fed, I'm fed up with everybody. Because, again, this is the greatest country in the world, and nowhere else do you have an opportunity that you have when you're here. And yet, we've got these IMBYs wanting to change the entire structure of what we've done. We continue to dig a hole so deep that we may never get out, because it's all about politics. It's all about votes. It's all about money. Okay. So I hope that Donald Trump, when he takes office, stops the funding to these sanctuary cities, because in this country, there's no place for sanctuary for a criminal, especially a multi-time criminal. There's no place for that kind of work in my city, in my country, because it doesn't belong here. That's why we have laws, okay? And that's why those people that break the laws need to pay for their penalties and not get the gift of a sanctuary city that they can run to. Because you do that, you break everything. You bring all the borders down, you take everything apart, and you're looking for just major, major trouble, which goes back to where I started off the show with today, is that if you don't think there's a potential of a revolution, just look what's going on now with the Not My President and all those people out in the streets protesting. You got high school kids and illegal aliens protesting who can't even vote, but yet here they are out protesting. You know what? Support your country. Okay, because in this country, you have the ability and you have the right to make changes at every election cycle. But of course, when you don't go out to vote, you should have nothing to say. And that, I think, is a bigger statement that happened here, is people didn't go out to vote. So why would you expect change? We got change. We have an opportunity now. Now we'll see what Mr. Trump does with his opportunity. And I'm certainly pulling for him. And I hope that, I believe that everybody should be pulling for him. I mean, why would you want to root for failure? Okay. It doesn't make sense, because you're only bringing it on to yourself. And if you think that you want to bring it on to yourself, then, you know, again, hey, you know, you know what? See, it's a free country. You can do that. If you want to bring grief and havoc onto your own personal life, hey, you're allowed to do that. You can have your opinion. That's the beautiful thing about America, because this is the United States of America, and we are a free country, and you get the choice to do things. Just remember that, okay? This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, Liberty Talk. Notice that Liberty, libertytalk.fm allows you to download the show every single day, and of course, you can get The Sporting Edge on the weekend. While you're at it, check out bubbatrading.com, as you can see some great defense mechanisms for your portfolio. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break, and we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back.
Fly me to the moon.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we'll take a little bit of a break from me bitching and whining, and we're going to go take a visit to Rural Radio, part of RFD-TV, and talk to Marlon Bowling about what's happening in the grain space and the commodities world. So let's go step over and, visit our buddy at Rural Rally Radio, Marlon Bowling, and we'll be back after that.
Bye. He's with none other than BubbaTrading.com, located in Chicago. How you doing, Todd?
Good morning, Marlon. How are you?
I'm doing terrifically. Hope you are. It's a Wednesday. We're in the middle of the trading week here. The markets seem to be on pretty firm footing here overnight on the grains.
I think the grains are acting fairly well. I mean, you know, if you take a look, you know, last week we talked about the dollar, and I've been saying for a couple of months that it's going to hit the par or whatever, and we're just touch over par, and I think the grains have acted fairly well because of that. I think that there's, you know, we're pretty solid in some patterns, and you know, I'm looking for opportunities to buy at some lower prices. I think that the, you know, soybeans I think have a chance, and probably we'll see 960 again, in which I'd be a buyer. I think we're going higher, but we have been now for 18 weeks have now been range bound between 960 and 1020 in the Jan, and then 940 and 10 in the Nov, which is off the board. I think corn, that's my only concern of the entire complex is corn, which 345 in December was pretty important. We couldn't sustain it. We broke down, and now we're, you know, coming back towards there. Now, I do like the 345 in March, which are just above. So I would be a buyer of March corn here above 345. I think that's good. And I think wheat looks really good. And I think wheat's going to make a real big move up here sometime soon.
And that's interesting. I think you're one of the few people I've ever heard say that.
Well, I'm always one of the few people. You know that.
What makes you a believer in wheat?
I really believe that over the last couple of years, it's just been really overdone, and I think that we've really kind of neglected what's out there. And I think that you're going to see just a turnaround. You can kind of see the way they just kind of hold. They haven't been strong, but they haven't been weak either. And other than the one, you know, real dip down to the low a couple of months ago, they've really been fairly strong and really have not quite as been as volatile as the rest of the complex. And I do see much higher prices. I mean, I'm looking for well over five. So I think we're going to...
Is that right?
Yeah, no, that is right.
Are you talking Chicago wheat then?
I am.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
I believe it might have been you a while back that brought up the fact that oats had such a big rally this fall. And I see where they're still up there around 234 on the December contract on the oats. Do you read much into that?
Well, I think what happens is, you know, it's like any other markets. They kind of get neglected. And then all of a sudden we realize that, you know, there is some value there. And you see buyers step in. And I think that there's a lot of things going on generally in markets overall. And, you know, we're now in this, you know, the Trump rally phase in the equity markets, and, you know, oil's been under pressure, although getting a little bounce yesterday. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to see some reversal of fortune, so to speak. You're going to see, I think, the equities take a fairly big hit, and I think that money will be looking for places to go. And for example, I can think of no better place right now than to be socking some money into the wheat market. So that's how I, you know, judge these things. Where's the money going to flow once it moves from someplace else? And that's what I'm seeing.
I'm glad you brought that up. I want to visit with you about that when we come back after the break. We're visiting with a very special guest. It is Todd Bubba Horowitz of BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. We'll have a whole bunch more with Todd when we come back right after these messages. back with you on the morning edition of Commodity Wrap on a Wednesday morning edition. I'm Marlon Bowling. Zach Troutman running the board for us. On the phone, we have Todd Bubba Horowitz of BubbaTrading.com. You can find him in Chicago. And I wanted to visit with you. You brought up the fact that we had a crude oil market that had been fairly volatile this week, along with the value of the dollar. Looks to me like the dollar was higher overnight. Last I checked, it was up about 160 points again. But the crude turned around. Looks like it was down about 30 points or so as we were coming into work this morning. What do you make of this crude oil market? I know you were one of the proponents telling guys to hold off for maybe around that $40 mark before they lock in energy needs for next year. How do you feel now?
I'm pretty convinced that's a great number. In fact, anybody who's asked, I've told them that I'm shorting crude oil up here. I think you got a natural bounce. You know, again, markets get... Traders get a little bit too aggressive and they push a little bit too hard, and I think they pushed them down to 42, and we saw a nice bounce up back here to in the 45s. I don't think it'll, I don't expect to go much past 46. I would still put my target in at 40, and I think it'll probably go a little bit lower than 40, but I'm willing to go ahead and lock in at 40 if I'm hedging costs. And of course, I'm willing to take a stab for myself from the long side at 40, because I think we'll make a run probably back up to 50. And again, I think this is a phony rally here. This is more short covering. This is people chirping up about the OPEC news, which is ridiculous. And again, I think this is just a natural short covering rally that we're going to see. And it's not like it wasn't really that predictable. And that's what I would expect to see. I look for a bounce in maybe even through today. But we're down. We were down as much as 70 points overnight. And now we're at down 30. Wouldn't be surprised if it popped up to 46, but I would certainly be a seller there. And I personally have already sold.
Okay. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that. What are you hearing from our South American production? Because that's really going to be on the front burner now moving forward, because the harvest here is basically done. But are they having any problems anywhere to be concerned about?
None that I've heard of. And I think that the bigger problem is, I think the people are more worried about if Trump, starts with China, and will they replace us in shipping to China? And this is going to be more of a mess. I think longer term it's going to be terrific, but I think in the short term it could create a little heartburn. But I haven't heard any problems in there, and I think that our prices are fairly stable, and I think we're going to start to see some higher prices, once we can get through this next cycle of the interest rates and all the other stuff that's going on with the dollar, because I firmly expect the dollar to start to break down here.
So is there anything in particular that you're watching for today, maybe over on the livestock side or something, that you would say would maybe ring some alarm bells?
Well, I think the livestock, I think cattle is both fast and feeders are a little bit overbought here. I like them, and I'm looking to be a buyer, but I'm not a buyer here now. I'm now a seller as a trader for a short, pullback. I think the fats look for probably 102, 103. I think in the feeders, probably, 117, 118. Those would be normal, and that would be a great market. And I think one thing that, farmers and brewers have to understand that, the day-to-day action for you shouldn't be a concern, because longer term, they look really good. And longer term, they look like they're going to go higher. But in the short term, for traders and speculators, this is an opportunity. And it's also, I think, an opportunity to lock in some higher prices and be able to play with your basis if you're going to, if you use the hedging models, because you can then, bring them back in, get out of them here, bring them back in at 118, 117 in the feeders, and, lock in a few bucks there while you're holding on, because, again, you're going to hold on to basically what we call the underlying, which is the actual cattle itself.
Now, on the lean hogs, I was looking at it, a February contract here, but it looks like they posted a recent low of 52.22. That was on November 4th. Getting down really close to that on the close yesterday. Do you think that will hold as support, or do you think they'll blow that out?
No, I think we go lower. I'm still watching Deese, but I'm looking for a little bit of a sell-off, and I'd say, $2-3 down, lower here would be probably the right spot to be a buyer. I think, we know we're coming into, a more positive season for hogs. December typically quiet anyways or down. And I think we're going to see higher prices. But again, I look for a pullback first. I always like to try to buy and support, especially if I think we're going higher. I want to look for a little bit of a pullback to try to buy some weakness, because you get a much better rally and you put yourself in a much better spot so you can be much more comfortable as they're trading.
Todd Bubba Horowitz has a website called BubbaTrading.com. You have to check it out. It's loaded with great information about the markets. And tell Marlon sent you if you talk with him directly. He'll help you with your marketing plan. We'll be back with more Commodity Wrap when we return right after this.
Always tell me Marlon sent you. That's always a good thing. And, of course, you know, we saw that we got the benefit of the action, and we saw some of the levels hit. And again, this is, you know, what we're looking at is order flow and paper flow. And it's always important, again, to look at the information. You know, if we look at yesterday and we talk about crude oil, and that's why I was talking about news and reports, they had the biggest strike of oil and the biggest build in forever. And yet the market rallied right away. This is why it's so important to understand how the market works and how the function of it goes, okay? It's important to understand that markets run on money and order flow, okay? Supply, demand, money, the whole story. And when you understand that, okay, then you put yourself in a better position to make money, to be on the right side of the market more often, because what you're really doing is you're following the footprint of the market, and by following the footprint of the market, you then find yourself in a better position overall, okay, to be on the successful side, allowing you to hedge your crops, hedge your livestock, and create more successful opportunities for you. And that, I think, is something that you need to, you know, always keep in mind, is to how can you create more success and more opportunities to be successful on a regular basis. And that's by understanding the function of the market, not the function of the news. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And we're going to step out here for a break. Make sure you also check out BubbaTrading.com. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, I'll tell you, we look at markets, and markets know no top. They just want to keep going up, making new highs. But remember, okay, that all the problems that we had in the past, okay, all the problems that were here before are still here. They have not left the building. You know, they're not like Elvis. They haven't walked out. We still have an enormous amount of debt. We still have an enormous amount of unemployed. We still have people that aren't making enough money. So my warning to you is don't overshoot the excitement and the exuberance of the potential that you think that, you know, everything's going to be okay now that Mr. Trump is the president. Because, again, I do believe he will do a better job, but under all circumstances, this market is set up for a collapse or a correction, or maybe both. So again, I'm not trying to strike fear into your heart. I'm not trying to do anything that is going to create problems. But what I am saying to you is that simply that the market probability wise is a favorite to sell off. The market probability wise is telling you that there are some issues out there that will come into play before it's all said and done. Okay. And what you have to make sure you understand is not to chase up this most recent momentum, because after the excitement, the markets will typically revert back to what their original intention was. And I think we were on the precipice of a breakdown. Okay, and again, I don't want you to get short here. I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm just saying that we need to be very careful, because the markets are due and need some corrective activity, and that's kind of how the market cycle works. So although we're pumping up to new highs and we've had, you know, a dramatic rally, and we see The Russell, you know, finally making new highs along with everything else, and these gargantuan moves. As you know, markets do not go straight up, nor do they go straight down. So there is going to be some selling. Now, one of the other important things to look at is that markets today, as many new lows in the market as there was new highs. What does that mean? Well, it means that a lot of stocks are going down and making new lows, and some are going up and making new highs. But you would think it's called the breath of the market. It's got bad breath right now. But if you would think about it from that standpoint, okay, that certain stocks are being bought to drive these markets to record highs. However, the overall underlying market is not as strong as one might think. So it's just a reason to be more cautious. It's a reason to make sure that what you are looking at to buy, if you are looking to buy, is it something that has a good solid base underneath it and not something that's reaching to the sky going straight up. Because we saw how those things can change in a heartbeat. And I referenced Google, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, for ones that had pretty big, steep sell-offs, you know, over the days, even though the markets are going up. But at the end of the day, I do believe that you have some issues and some heart murmurs coming up here. And if you tie that into the debt that is out here, you know, remember when the Fed does raise interest rates, which they probably will in December, you will see a lot of the debt will actually rise on its own without, not because of the interest rate, because what happens is the people that have borrowed money, their rates are going to go higher, creating a larger pile of debt, a larger pool of debt. And all that does is create more pressure. And, you know, that would, again, mean probably less jobs again. There's a whole bunch of stuff working here that needs to be observed. It doesn't mean, again, it doesn't mean run out and sell everything. It doesn't mean go buy gold, and because gold is really just a commodity like anything else, and it really just trades like the dollar. What it means is that you need to be cautious. You need to be protected should you see an adverse reaction. Okay, and that is something that we have to always focus on. Okay, is it's easy to make the money, but how do we keep it? How do we hold on to it? And what do we need to do to protect it? Because through market cycles, you know, if you remember what I always say, the markets do go up 9% year over year, but also they don't go up every year, and there are some pretty nasty corrections that do show up. And what you want to make sure that you don't do is force yourself to a decision through adversity. And if you put yourself in a position, then you have to make an emotional decision. Now, we know that emotions are always bad from a trading standpoint or a relationship standpoint, because typically when you're an emotional sort on something, you will typically make the wrong decision. And that's why we always warn, and that's why I built my hedging program, which is now all automated and computerized, that analyzes everything for you and sets up the proper model to hedge your specific portfolio, not in general, but your specific. But at the end of the day, again, I've seen it. The stock market is by far the best place to put your money in. The stock market is by far give you the biggest chance for the biggest return. But also, the stock market creates the most heartache when markets change for any short period of time. And that short period of time could be any time. It could be tomorrow. It could be next month. It could be next year. I cannot tell a lie. I don't know when. Okay. But I do know that at the end of the day, okay, it's a lot better to be protected and compounding and adding on at markets or lows instead of selling down there when everybody else is. Because as we know, as we've learned, the masses are usually wrong. So what we need to do is we need to figure out a way to make sure that we're not wrong and that we're right and that we can protect and build our portfolio, okay, and not be scared out when times become much rougher. Because, again, it doesn't matter how good things are. Things have to have equal balance, and there has to be either some profit taking that will come in. Now, the only thing I would warn about for the rest of this year is we could have a Santa Claus rally, which we have usually. Now, we might have already had it early. You know, listen, they start putting out the decorations early and the music early. Maybe the stock market figured it was Christmas time. But no, in all seriousness, again, so it is a little tenuous here. But, you know, you watch the footprints. So if you just take a quick look, the Dow is broken up to the upside. So we wouldn't be selling that. The S&P is just below. It held support or resistance yesterday. The Russell is up, but the Nasdaq isn't. So if you're looking to sell something, you would look at the Nasdaq or the S&P because those have been the weakest throughout this move. And if you're looking to buy something, you would look for the Dow or the Russell to come back to support. Now, again, I'm looking for more selling action right now. But again, remember that I always own my long-term portfolio, which I keep hedged. So I don't ever sell that. So I'm always long the market, just depending on how I'm long and how much, but I'm always hedged the market as well. So keep that in mind. Again, I'm only looking to protect you, and I want you to make sure that you're in good shape. And I want to make sure that you go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge every Saturday. And go to BubbaTrading.com and check out what we're talking about. We always got some good stuff going on there. You know, we've got writing going on. We write every day and put out some good information for you. So make sure you go check that out. In the meantime, that'll do it for today. This has been The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And as always, I appreciate you being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.